As we continue guest episode month here at The Language of Play, today's guest shares a tangible way your child can work through their big emotions. And as you help them, you will find you help yourself with your lingering junk of the past. Helping your child is a great way to grow together. Today, Jennifer Ginty will share how to do it with a doll. Does your child have a speech-language delay and you really want them to talk? Do difficult behaviors derail home life and you know the frustration is a communication struggle? Does your child see a speech therapist and you wonder, what do they do and how can I help? If these or similar questions are in your mind, this podcast is for you. Hello, my name is Dina Lynn Rosenbusch. I am a speech-language pathologist that has worked with children from birth to 21 for 3 decades. And in my classrooms, I see you wanting to connect with the heart of your child, but their speech and language skills create a barrier. So if you have a kiddo that has difficult behaviors, needs to expand their language or learn to say speech sounds, and maybe even receives speech therapy, stay tuned, because in this podcast, you will learn how to use your daily life as a tool to communication practice and how to do that practice. You will become confident knowing you are making the difference you want to make. And you will hear success stories of parents who have navigated these struggles already. We'll do this all while focusing on building deep, meaningful connection and confidence in your kiddo. So grab a cup of coffee along with a notebook and pen. It's time to speak in the way your child's brain understands. And that is the language of play. I want to welcome you back to the language of play today. And before we get started with today's fabulous speaker, I want to remind you that when you're listening to the topics that are presented and you think, boy, how do I do that? How do I implement that? Feel free to email me at hello@thelanguageofplay.com and we can have a strategy session to go over how do you implement these kind of strategies with your kiddos. In this month of March, I've had all kinds of wonderful guests, and most of the guests are focusing on you as a parent. And I know most of you parents talk to me about how do you focus on your children. The questions that you have are absolutely inbounds and not lost on me because our topics are directed by the speakers that I'm sharing this month. If you have questions about how do you develop speech sounds, or how do you fix language problems, or my child doesn't link words together into sentences very well, or maybe you're wondering about eye contact, or how that you get your kids to listen. So many different things that we deal with as parents. So if you want to work on some of these topics to get your home functioning a little more happy and more productive, more joyful, absolutely email me at hello@thelanguageofplay and I will welcome your email. Now let's get into today's program with Jennifer Ginty. Hello, listeners. Today you will learn a lot. We have a guest named Jennifer Ginty, and after serious emotional trauma, she spent the last 4 years developing My Moody Monster, which is a pull-apart plush toy that has helped children to get out their frustrations in a safe way and giving families a tool to talk about emotions and communication. Jen believes that by sharing her own story, she can help others to know that they are not alone. And a more detailed bio is in the show notes for you to go see. She deals with mental health for parents and children, a complex PTSD and depression, and childhood trauma. So she's got some really hot topics that we can talk about. Welcome, Jen, to the show, to The Language of Play.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, I'm delighted that you're here. You have a product that is absolutely fantastic. And when I saw your product, which is this pull-apart plush toy, I immediately thought this is a great match for The Language of Play. Because the parents of kids that come to this show are often wondering, how can I help my child communicate better? And we do that then through some objects a lot of the time. Can you tell us about your story behind creating My Moody Monster and also how you use it, how you teach it.
Absolutely, would love to. So I am a single mom of two boys, and I live with complex PTSD and major depressive disorder from childhood trauma. One day I was in a therapeutic group, and I was really frustrated with my symptoms. And I said, I wish I had a monster that I could just rip apart and throw across the room and bang against the wall. And others in the group were like, yeah, you should have that. So I went home and I pulled out, you know, sewing supplies and got fabric, and I put together my first monster. And throughout the last 4 years, I've been working to create this doll that I named my Moody Monster, Moody for short, to really help families to better communicate emotions with kids when they're having those big frustrations. I have an older son who, when he was a child, he used to have big outbursts and then would have a shame spiral after. And, you know, I always felt badly for him after that. And I wish, looking back, that I had something like Moody so that he could take those frustrations out in a safe way and then not feel that shame spiral afterwards.
I think that that is so fantastic because it gives you a platform, a way, some other thing to use, an object that is outside the child, to talk about what's going on inside the child. And that in and of itself is something that will lessen the shame. We find that a lot of times our kids that have meltdowns and temper tantrums often do feel shame afterwards that they had completely lost control. Sometimes we're still reeling and angry, but they're feeling shame, and that mix is not healthy for our kiddos. So thank you for making this. And I'm sorry that you had to deal with what you dealt with that brought you to that point, but it takes a lot of courage to bring your story to the world and share a thing like this doll in a way that's going to help others. So thank you for the work you do in the world, Jen.
Oh, thank you. Moody has kind of been a love story to my healing journey. Honestly, Moody has been there for me to look at what I need to work on in my own emotional landscape. And it's helped me to better talk about what I want to share with the world about emotions and how all emotions are valid. It's just how we learn to cope with them that is important. And if we can teach that to our children, we can help them to grow to be emotionally healthy adults.
I love that. When you say the message you want to bring to the world about emotions, can you give us an example? Like, take an emotion and explain what you mean by that. I think I know, but I want to hear you say it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel like when a lot of us were children, we were taught not to show our emotions, not to make people uncomfortable, not to, you know, don't be an angry girl. Don't make this person uncomfortable with your anger or your sadness, right? And I think that a lot of us learn to push down those feelings and develop secondary feelings around it. For one example is I learned in my life not to be able to show fear. And so as I hid that emotion, I created a secondary emotion for that, which was anger, because I felt more in control of that anger and less of the fear. If I had control of that big, strong emotion that, you know, maybe protect me. Right. So I think that it's really important that children learn that the emotion that they're feeling is very appropriate for their situation. And it's just that they need to learn a coping skill or two that's going to help them to bring down that big hot feeling in their bodies and let go and talk about it with their caregiver, their parent, who they're with in the moment, so that they can learn that they have the right to feel their emotions.
Yeah, absolutely. Glennon Doyle has a phrase where she says, feelings are for feeling. And I remember when I first heard her say that in a book, I was listening to her audiobook, and I was like stumped. And I went back and I had to listen to it again. And it's so obvious. It is so obvious. And yet it was so foreign. And it's so true. And we are allowed to feel whatever we feel. We're not actually in control of that feeling. We are in control of what it is we do with that feeling. And to be able to name it gives us so much more power over what we're going to do with it. So yeah, I love what you're saying. And to let our kids express and know, give the vocabulary to what it is that they feel.
Yes, that's it exactly.
Very good. Now, how would you use Moody? And I wish that, like right now, I'm only doing audio with this podcast. So listeners, this is a monster that she has, and it's very colorful, and you rip off the arms and legs. It's got Velcro and it's noisy, and I'm describing it. So Jen, why don't you just describe your own Moody doll? I love it. Go ahead and tell us Absolutely. What it is. And maybe someday this is going to be on YouTube where people see the video, and then that'll be great. But as of this point that we're actually recording, just describe it for our listeners, would you?
Sure. So Moody, I chose the exact fabrics, the exact look of Moody to help with tactile sensations and for sound that, you know, I can even make an example of the sound. I can rip Moody right here so you guys can hear exactly what it sounds like.
Good. I didn't hear it. Bring it closer to the microphone. It kind of sounds. Not real clear, but it kind of sounds.
Yeah. Okay. But it's, so I picked the stickiest Velcro I could possibly find. And it's one of the things that took so long for me to get the final prototype together because I wanted that really, really sticky Velcro that'll make it hard rip apart. Right. So you need to take that frustration in your body and you take it out by pulling apart the body parts. And it's actually a lot of fun in the end, especially when how I would like Moody to be used is when Moody comes into your family. They come in a box that says monster inside, fragile. And I would love for kiddos to open them up, take them out of their backpack that they come in and get to know Moody as a buddy that's there for them when they're not feeling great. That Moody will be there for those times where they are feeling out of control or just need to, even if their bodies are just out of control in a way, not so much in a feelings way, but you know, if kids have ADHD and they feel like they need to move around in their bodies, that Moody is there to give them that appropriate way to get out the energy that they need.
I love this. As you're talking about this, I'm thinking about the many, many programs, EBD, emotional behavioral disturbance programs that I've gone into to help with communication. And I imagine this toy being in that room for those kiddos. And it would be wonderful. Have you considered marketing to schools yet?
So I do have Moody's in a few classrooms.
Good.
And also in their guidance council areas and also with therapists. So therapists have loved having Moody in their room because not only can they talk with kids that don't really verbally explain what's going on with them, they can use Moody to help them to do that, but they also can do it for parents to model how to use Moody so that they can all understand what Moody is there for. And they've found that parents have used Moody to talk out issues that they may have with their kiddos before the kiddos come in.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah, therapists are kind of using it as like, okay, this is your kiddo. Let's talk a little bit about how you want to get across your feelings to them. Mm-hmm. So therapists have found that it's really been great for the whole family in therapy as well as at home.
I can easily see that that would be really effective because when you're frustrated, it's easier to rip the legs and arms and feel that intense pull and the scratchiness of the rip of the Velcro. And that in and of itself is kind of a release for the emotions rather than have it come out in bullets and out of your eyes and mouth towards the people we actually love. So I love this. I think it's a great tool, a great strategy. And parents, if you are interested in this toy. Are you going to have a link in the show notes for parents to be able to buy this toy?
Yes, yes. So I just sold out of my very first batch of Moodies.
Oh, yay. Good for you.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited. And I will be ordering more. So I will have a pre-order link available. Yeah. And they will be coming very soon. And I can't wait to share them with all of the great families that have been so excited to meet Moody.
Oh, that is so fabulous. Very, very good. All right. If you were to say something that would summarize for our parents what you would like them to do with this doll in helping their child, and I think about children that have something pent up inside of them, but they just don't have the language to be able to get it out. How would you use this doll to help parents understand what's really going on?
Well, I think the first thing that parents can do for themselves is to figure out their own emotions that they feel when they have these interactions with their children.
Mm-hmm. Or their spouse, or work, or all the things.
Exactly. Work. Oh, I have so many friends who have used Moody during conversations like or Zoom calls at work. So Moody is for all ages. So
right.
I think that parents don't give themselves enough grace when it comes to taking care of their children's emotions. And I think that goes back to the idea of putting the oxygen mask on before you, you know, help your own child. Help yourself as well. And by communicating to their children with Moody, they can show them that they have a way to learn to cope, that all of them can. All of them can learn new coping skills. And I think that's the overall picture. And it's why I do my YouTube channel called Moody Talks, where I talk about emotions. Every month I pick an emotion and then do coping skills the whole month for it. So that not only can you use Moody for those frustration times, but you can also build coping skills as well and use those over time. And again, if we help our children to better understand that they are allowed to feel what they feel, we are going to help children grow up to be emotionally healthy adults.
I love that. And parents that have had not strong parenting themselves when they were little, so that they didn't get to know emotional vocabulary, they didn't get to know how to process emotions, or they still might not know really what this feeling is inside of them at any given time. What do you have to say to them?
Again, give yourself grace.
Yes.
You know, we all grew up in our own ways and learned our own skills for how to deal with big, powerful emotions. Mm-hmm. And there's never a wrong time to start a healing journey. If you have felt that you have trauma in your life that you need to work through, something that's holding you back from being able to better understand your emotions, a healing journey towards, you know, getting through that trauma or getting through that past that has held you back, it's always the right time to do it. And it's never linear. Always remember, healing is never linear. You're going to have ups and downs, but it's so important for you to heal yourself in order to help your children to maybe not feel the way that we felt back in the day, right?
That's good advice for our parents. I'm going to highlight the statement I love that you say, and there is never a wrong time to start your healing journey. Yeah. Your kids will be as healthy as you are. My kids will be as healthy as I am. And yeah, so it's always the right time to start that healing journey. So thank you so much, Jen, for being here and sharing what it is that you do and what you created and how it is that you help the world. And listeners, I want to tell you that Jen said to me that she was going to give the listeners, you, the listeners of the Language of Play, a coupon code if you want to get a Moody doll for less cost. Jen, would you tell the listeners what you are offering them?
Absolutely. I am offering 15% off of your order if you use the code PLAY.
That is so cool. So listeners, You write in the code PLAY, P-L-A-Y, PLAY, at her website, and you will get 15% off your Moody doll. Thank you, Jen. That's a lovely gift. A very, very kind, sweet of you, generous offer.
Thank you for having me on, and I am excited to have your listeners learn more about Moody.
Me too. I love what you have. So thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me on. This was such a wonderful discussion.
Thank you. Hey parents, I hope you found this episode helpful. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who also lives or works with children? I would really appreciate it if you would leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. I read every review and it lights me up to know that this show is making a difference. Then come join my Facebook community, where you'll meet other parents who are dedicated to helping their children grow too. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me. Now it's time to go. Let's pop our kiddos in the strollers and go look around outdoors and see what we have to talk about.